Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was unveiled. From here until perpetuity, someone each year will win the Patrick Manley Award. And I believe there's going to be a large ceremony, somehow retroactively and ceremonially, at some point, awarding the former Duke long snapper Patrick Manley his own version of the Patrick Manley Award. But really, he's a walking trophy in and of himself.
The winner every year has to do a pajamagram read.
That's part of it.
I love it.
Yeah, but
I love it. Keep it on the ideas. I'll throw it on there.
This is really cool, actually, when you think about it, that this is something that'll be a legacy that forever.
It is neat. You know, I got approached by Chris Rubio and Kevin Doles, who are Chris Rubio is kind of the number one trainer, specialist coach for long snappers in the country for high school and college kids. And Kevin Gold, who owns longsnap.com, is an NFL agent who works a lot with kickers and snappers. And they came to me and they said, hey, we think it's time that the kids need to be awarded. Would you be willing to put your name on this trophy? And, I mean, that's a complete honor when anybody wants to do that. But, you know, this is truly about the kids, Dan and Connor. The game has changed. Since 1998, when I walked in the NFL, there wasn't a long snapping position. So I got lucky timing-wise when I came in that it became one of the 53 spots. And it's happening right now in college. Chris Rubio said back in 2004, he says about 1% of FBS teams gave a scholarship to long snappers, and now it's up to 75%. So it's becoming a position. It's just not a backup doing it and, you know, throwing a guy in there to try to figure it out. It's truly become a position, and I think kids now need to be rewarded for the hard work they're putting in because they're devoting all their time to be the best long snapper they can be. And it's, you know, like I said, it's an honor to have my name on there, but this is about the kids that do need to be recognized because, you know, the game's changed, and it's a full-time position.
We are going to try to get a little bit better phone connection with Patrick here. The other awards, by the way, for the specialists. Can you name the kicking award?
I believe that's the Lou Groza.
You're absolutely right. What about the best punter?
Raig Guy.
The Raig Guy Award. And that should also be given to the punter that hides from the 84 Bears defense by lying underneath the bench and covering himself with towels.
It's a major award. No, I remember those. I used to have them all memorized because at the end of your season on NCAA football, the greatest video game ever created, those awards would be handed out. I remember trying to win the Lou Groza at least every year, just trying to make it happen for yourself.
And I love, Patrick, what Chris Rubio said here as he's quoted in the Tribune. We have a kicker award and a punter award, and the ball doesn't magically appear for those guys. That's a little saltier than I thought.
Well, it's true. It's a three-headed monster now, punter, snapper, and kicker. That's the way it works, and you see us run around all training camps or all just spending time together, but it does. It takes all three guys to make it work, and I don't know how bad that connection was before. Sorry, guys. It's normally the same spot I would talk to you guys on Friday, but if you didn't hear, back in 2004, 1% of FBS schools gave scholarships, and now they're saying about 75% of them are. So it's a true position. And then now in the NFL, there's 53 long snappers. When I first came in 1998, there wasn't. You know, there was 20 maybe, and it was guys that were doing other stuff, even like me playing backup O-line. But it's a true position now, and I think the kids need to be recognized for the hard work they're putting into it. And it's pretty cool to have my name associated with it, but it's about the – you know, the kids coming forward and let them getting recognized for the hard work they do and making their punter and their kicker better.
And this will be determined each year by a committee comprised of former NFL long snappers, punters, and kickers, special teams coaches, as well as snapping instructors, NFL player agents, and sports writers. Ooh, good luck with that. The criteria, as follows, officially is: the award is presented to the overall best long snapper at the Division I FBS level. The winner must be of senior standing, have started 75% of games in his senior year, snap on punts and placements, and demonstrate a strong mentality, notable athleticism, as well as speed, accuracy, and consistency in their snaps. I ask you this. Is there a character component? Could a guy conceivably be by a mile the best long snapper and go on like a three-state killing spree and still get the award?
Huh. You know what? We got to bring that to the table. The answer right now would be no, but I'll have to talk to Kevin and Chris about that.
I wonder about that. I would just like to see some total badass, multiple-time felon who only has college eligibility because he's 36 years old by the time he gets out of Supermax. But I'll be damned if the guy can't long snap it like forever in a day.
We'll put that as the Dan Bernstein addendum. We'll knock him down because of that. We will knock him down. We will not give him any upswing for that.
Why just seniors?
Have you ever heard of a long snapper coming out early?
No.
Why should? Yeah, come on.
I don't think it's allowed.
Think
so
big.
We did. We went about this and we thought about this. And all long snappers, they all go through 4 years of school or 5 years, however long it takes them. And I kind of wanted to make an award you work toward your senior season. And I just think that brings a little bit more value to it. The guys will be, you know, seeing a chance to win it through 3.5 years, 4 years going into their, you know, senior season to win the award. And we talked about it and we kind of came to that conclusion and just feel it that way. And I think the line was that I said, do you ever hear a long snapper coming out early? If they do start coming out early for the draft, then maybe we'll change it up.
How are you going to award it? We've gone through the committee and whatnot and how you're going to formulate giving the award out. But, you know, Patrick, I've heard you talk about long snapping and down to the rotation of the seams from the snapper to the holder. Like, you guys could theoretically make a whole thing out of watching every single snap and counting the spins of seams and making sure they're all there. That would be your full-time job, though, I would imagine.
Well, it's going to be a lot of tape watching, yes. And then what we'll do is we'll pare it down and get to our semifinalists and finalists and then share it with the committee and, you know, have snippets or snapshots or clips of what we need to show to prove why those guys are at that level. But there's going to be a lot of work behind the scenes to figure out who deserves to be on the first list and then work their way down to the finalists. But Connor, it's going to take a lot of film work. But that's all right. I enjoy it. I actually enjoy watching tape, and it'll be fun to watch these kids.
I would think more points for in adverse conditions and at larger moments. If you have a guy in the college football playoff who happens to deliver one right where it has to be in a driving rainstorm and a 30-mile-an-hour crosswind, I would think that would stand to impress more than just an average pre-conference scheduled day and perfect weather.
No doubt about it. That's one thing that made my job so hard here in Chicago was playing through that weather. But there'll be a bunch of criteria. And then the other thing we did talk about it is, you know, toot our own horns. We are experts at long snapping. So we know what to look at. We know what to figure out makes the best long snapper. And that'll all equate into it. But like Chris and I were talking, when you turn on tape and you watch three or four long snappers, I can tell you 1, 2, 3, 4 in order, you know, which ones the best are through a couple games. And that's just maybe that's my expertise and what I know and what I've done forever.
Now it says announcement/trophy presentation dinner. You have the date, Saturday, mm-hmm. December 14th, location TBA. So you got to lock this down. I mean, because I imagine there's the blocks of hotel rooms alone. Now this is going to be planning.
You don't want to be just serving Wendy's and Burger King and stuff guys either.
You're planning an event like this. So what's on the table here for how this is going to be done? How big an event the actual presentation is going to be? And where are the cities on your short list here?
Well, we're working through sponsorships right now, so that'll kind of send us in one direction. And then we're still finalizing all of that. We have, you know, the sculpture of what it's going to look like, but we haven't chiseled it out and set everything in a stone yet. So it's still in formulation, but we know there is a plan to get all this done, and we're working through that. But it'll be a fun night for the kids. We don't know how big it'll be. We don't know how receptive it will be. We'd love if this would be picked up by, you know, college football and awarded next to the Lou Groza Award and the Ray Guy Award and things like that. But, you know, we're moving forward with it. It just came out, and we'll see where it takes us. And, you know, it's exciting for us in the long snapping community. I've gotten some great feedback on Twitter, voicemails, emails, all that kind of stuff. So, It'll take a life of its own, and we'll figure it out as we go along a little bit more and get the finite details.
So who's the favorite for the inaugural? I mean, I'm sure you guys have watched tape, and there are some juniors going to be seniors. I'm sure there's a favorite for this, or at least a group of kids.
We're not revealing anything yet. We can't do that yet.
Okay, give me a group. Give me five or six.
We can't win the season. Yeah. Season doesn't start till August. I'll let you know.
You're killing me.
I love the term long snapping community, and just you know, just imagining the Facebook pages and the magazine, you know, Long Snapper Monthly, the insular group that may be sharing things that only long snappers can talk to other long snappers about.
It's 100%. It's the moms and dads, aunts, uncles. It's weird. I've got a little nephew who's graduating high school who has long snapping potential to go into college, and he's trying to figure out where to go. And there is a complete community about it, and it's, you know, there's communities for everything, and it is a long snapping community, but it's growing. You know, every school has a position for it now, and everywhere but in the NFL. So it's an interesting thing, and it'll be fun to work forward with, and it's good for these kids to get recognized.
Honestly, though, will you guys do it like the Doak does or something like that, where you have like a 10 player watch list when the season starts, to guide people view it? So you're going to do that kind of idea?
We will. Yeah, we'll pare it down and work through that way.
Well, that makes more sense. You can't give the watch list out on a show this early.
No, we'll let the kids get excited and want to get their name on there. Maybe work a little bit harder, and if they do, that makes the punter and kicker's life easier because it'll be a better long snap.
Is there a long snapper you? You know, like linebacker you or running back you? You know, the reputations like schools that have had a bunch of them come through.
That's a good question. I don't know, but we had two from my high school in the NFL at the same time. That's an interesting fact.
Yeah, but your high school produces a disproportionate amount of really good athletes, though, right?
Yeah, it's a good school. But I don't know of any school that really has thrown them out there. That's a good question. I'd have to look that up. Somebody needs to claim it.
If somebody wants to claim it,
take that back. We've got a Thomas Hennessy is with the New York Jets. He's a Dookie, and myself, and I think we had one more go through.
Well,
so maybe we are becoming long snapper you there, Dan.
PatrickManley.com. I'm looking at the website right now. And the splash page of the website looks like you might be running for Congress. You know, it's very well designed, but it looks like the splash page for a recently announced political campaign.
Wait, what web page are you on?
I'm on PatrickManleyAward.com.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there we go. The three of us are all running for Congress.
Yeah, PatrickManleyAward.com. But just the banner at the top looks like with the red, white,
patriotic.
And blue, and the font. Every bit the font. It looks like it would be on the lectern when you're giving your stump speech.
Well,
it's a start of things. Anyway, congrats on this.
Thanks for having me on. Guys.
It's very cool, man.
It is very cool. So I thought we'd have some fun with it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.